Welcome back to the next day of the Women's Leadership Summit. As always, super excited for our next guest, and today we have with us Sonja Brugman. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her because she is just fantastic, and you're going to love all the really great insights you get from her today. So Sonja is a serial entrepreneurial, international speaker, and sustainable communications and marketing expert with a passion for conscious leadership. Sonja mentors visionary business leaders and entrepreneurs around the world, helping people manifest a passion-filled and on-purpose business that makes a positive difference to people, planet, and profits. She has worked with global business community to create sustainable and social good change for the past 15 years. She's a certified yoga teacher, former Danish national archery champion and Olympic hopeful, a certified shadow facilitator, and health and food advocate. The founder and CEO of both Refresh Agency and the Passion Institute. Welcome, Sonja. We're super happy to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I always like to tell everyone we've got a few questions we're going to ask, but we're just looking forward to all the wonderful nuggets and things that you share, and we'll probe, and you know, I'll go a little bit deeper on some of the comments that you say, so just kind of be prepared for anything.
Absolutely. I'll go with the flow.
Perfect. So, Sonja, why don't you tell us who or what or even maybe why motivates you to continue to succeed on a daily basis?
You know, for me, motivation is, you know, sometimes we have a lot of energy and sometimes we don't have so much energy. But I think for me, the motivation really comes from a much deeper connection with my sense of purpose, so that the days where I might not, you know, where I really need to dig a little deeper, I anchor into my purpose and it flows. You know, it's just, it doesn't mean that all days are equal and that I perform without having any of the normal human setbacks. It's not at all, of course, I'm like everyone else. But I have, when you connect it with a deeper sense of purpose, it just comes from the inside out in a way, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. And that's a really great message.
And on a very concrete basis, what I do is I winter bathe. I live primarily in Copenhagen in Denmark, which is pretty far north, and the water here gets really cold. When you go in the water when it's cold, then you go in the sauna. That's this tradition. So you go in the sauna, you go in the water, you go in the sauna three times. It really invigorates. It brings, if I have any of those slump days where I'm like, oh my God, I just want to sleep all day, and I get in the water, I get so reconnected with my inner core. I've never experienced anything like it. And I know, you know, just a few years, I started with this 2 years ago. And prior to starting it, I thought that people were quite nuts that they were going in the water, even when there's ice, you know. I was like, holy cow, they're really doing this. And then I tried it, and the way I tried it was really, you know, my mind is telling me this is insane. And I think that really relates to a lot of business. Our minds might be like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, my God, this is overwhelming. And when we can override our own thinking, that's when we can really lead ourselves. That's when we can really create on a much bigger scale and a deeper purpose. And that's really what I use winter bathing for. So I really encourage people to find that anchor. If you can find that anchor in your life, that way that you can kick yourself alive a little bit, you know, it's an amazing practice for me.
That's really cool. I like that. That's a great share and a really good example. And I like how you said, you know, that it helps us to sort of override our own thinking. And I think everyone probably has that one little thing. It may not be the same thing you're doing, but there's probably something out there that could possibly be that thing to help push you to the next level. And
absolutely.
I think the physical, you know, is a really good example of that. We hear a lot in leadership how sort of pushing ourselves physically farther opens your mind to new things. So I really like that.
Yes.
That's a great share. Thank you. That's very unique, like nothing we've heard, which I love.
It's a Viking tradition, you know, and I am obviously from the Viking culture, so I really embrace that historical aspect of my culture as well. I love it. So
that is fabulous. That's great. Well, this is a great segue into the next question,
yes.
which is, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you foster creative and innovative thinking within your business, or maybe even when you're helping other businesses try to do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so it has never been so much an issue for me with creative thinking, because I'm not a very usual thinker. So I've actually, for most of my life, tried to be linear and fit into the educational system, which my mind doesn't at all. So when I could kind of unleash that and be more authentic to my own creative thinking process, it looks messy, you know, so I really had to let go of how are things supposed to look when you go into the traditional education system. And in Denmark, the education system is quite creative and open-minded compared to many of the schools that I know of in the States. You know, I lived in Boulder, Colorado for 16 years, and it's still my second home, so my daughter went to the U.S. school system. But so for me, it's more about also, you know, really taking action, being in the doer part. So one thing is to have creative thoughts and innovative thoughts and be entrepreneurial in your thinking. But the most important thing for me is really to take right action. And how do you know which idea to take action on? So I think that's really an important step from dreaming and being creative to actually creating that, you know, taking leadership of the businesses that we want to create. And for me, also really being connected with your passion and your purpose helps open up to even more. You know, if you have a specific issue or need in your business that you can't seem to crack the code on, as a business owner, what I have learned is to ask for help. You know, sometimes we are stuck in a rut or we can't get out of our own way. Ask some of the amazing business leaders in my network, and just one small conversation can really open up a solution that I hadn't thought about myself. So that would definitely be another tip that I would share with everyone. Ask for help.
Yeah, those are really great. I took down quite a few notes from what you said. I love that you just reiterated within the ask for help, you know, to utilize your network. That's just so key. You know, always be continuing growing and expanding your network and looking for new people to add for that very reason. I just think that's really great. And you also said, let your passion or your purpose be that, you know, that commitment and that drive and, you know, be in the doer part. I love that. Be in the doer part. So how do you help when you're working with businesses or business owners or leaders? You know, how do you help them do that? Because, it you know, sometimes it sounds easy, and when we as entrepreneurs are so motivated and driven and all that, it's easy for us. Like you said, creativity, never a problem, right? So how do you help others do that? Do you have any, like, tips or tricks or anything? Or, you know, what do you do to help them kind of get to that?
You know, I think one of the key foundations to be successful at this really lies in a place that doesn't have anything to do with business, we think, traditionally, right? It has to do with how much we love and cherish ourselves. So there's a great quote by Lao Tzu that says, being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, and loving someone deeply gives you courage. And the foundation of doing anything in life is really founded in love, and that is really my whole mission with my work at the Passion Institute and Refresh Agency, is bringing love into business. And sometimes that conversation can be really hard to have, especially with more traditional business people, because they don't really understand love and business has anything to do with each other. But when you get into that aspect of really resting in yourself and having skills to take really good care of yourself and where you really value yourself, you'll also start to make better decisions. You will be able to prioritize and differentiate where are the good opportunities and which ones should I go after, where should I do, you know, where should I take right action, and where should I not. And it's, again, sounds so easy, but it's really not, because and that's why, you know, because when we haven't really done our inner work, and it's not that we have done our inner work, meaning that we get to a final place, like, now I'm done, I've done all my work. it's an endless process. But that's why I really encourage all the people I work with, no matter the stage in their career, because I work with executives that are leading big international companies. I also work with entrepreneurs that are just starting out on their own. I also work with entrepreneurs that are employees at companies. It doesn't matter where we're at. It's the most important thing we can do for ourselves and our work lives is to do our inner work, really confront ourselves and go inward.
Yeah, that's really great. I think that's a really good message. So this is also a really great segue into the next question, because I like to ask people a little bit about how they maintain motivation and inspiration mm-hmm. when they have obstacles, pushbacks, setbacks, you know, whatever it might be. But then also, how do you encourage or, you know, what do you do to share those lessons with those that you work with as well? So, you know, tell us a little bit about what happens to you when you experience setbacks and how you get through that.
Yeah, and you know, all of us do that. It's part of the human process. And what the biggest shift that really happened to me was when, instead of seeing a setback or, you know, something happened that I hadn't predicted or what I thought I wanted, the goal I had, didn't happen, when we're in that, you know, something happens to me, victim stage, life is really tough and it's a constant battle and life is not happening the way we want it and we constantly get beaten down. Life happens to us. That's a really, really tough place to be. And it's almost impossible to be successful at anything we're setting our minds to. The real switch for me happened when I see any kind of so-called setback, criticism, whatever it might be, as an opportunity to look at myself and reconnect with my purpose and be like, okay, what's happening here? How can I grow from this? What can I learn from this? Do I need to learn anything from it? Do I not just need to say, all right, next? You know, because sometimes we don't need to go into it, you know, and overanalyze. I think a lot of women, we're so good at going into each situation and analyzing it apart. And sometimes that's really good, because if we can learn from it and grow from it, that's wonderful. And sometimes it's literally just, you know, just shake your shoulders and move on. But for me, any entrepreneurial pursuit really requires immense perseverance, a huge commitment to our goal, and being resilient, being a creative solution thinker, and knowing that change is inevitable. And the more we're able to release ourselves from, you know, we want a goal, we want a vision, but we want to also release ourselves from how that's going to look and how we're going to get there and what type of collaborations might work out or not, because then we are, what I would like to say, detached, not detached in a bad way. You know, we are committed to our process and our purpose and the people we're working with, but we're detached in the up and down, so we can actually be in the center of the storm and not get sucked into whatever ups and downs happen. And it's amazing when we can be in that center and just observe what's going on around us. And sometimes it's a freaking circus. Mm-hmm. And when we can just lean back and be like, wow, this is so fascinating, holy cow, and not make any decisions, not make it about us, and, you know, ride out the storm, and maybe we engage with it when the storm is over and there's a clear place for us to engage, and maybe that's just not the way for us to go. And I think the more, and again, it really relates to getting to know ourselves, knowing our self-worth, and when we do, we don't so easily get dragged into the drama or the ups and downs of life in general, because we can stay anchored to ourselves and our purpose. And we know that our purpose is the same. And the opportunities will come and go, and we can grasp on in that moment when it's a good fit, and we can release when it's not. And I love that process, the process of curiosity and detachment. So that's how I do it.
That's really great, really beautiful. I love that. And I have to go back to something you kind of said at the beginning. You know, you kind of talked about digging in a little deeper and maybe learning from an experience, or maybe just saying, oh, well, you know, it happened, and move on. I think that was a really good message, because to your point, as women, we have a tendency to dig. Even if we are really good at that, we still want to, what can I learn? There's got to be something good. You know, and sometimes you just have to shrug your shoulders and move on. So I think that was a really powerful message, but it connects so deeply to what you were just talking about, and, you know, going back to your passion and having that understanding and that learning and that growth. So all really really, really great messages. This is good. Good stuff. I'm liking it.
Great.
So this, again, a really great connection into our next question, because one of the last things I like to ask people about, and, you know, sometimes we dig into this one a little bit too, is what advice would you give to maybe some of the people who are on the phone listening in, who are, of course, all in different levels? They could just be starting a leadership journey, which for them might be starting a business. Maybe they've just grown into a new management position or something at their company. You know, it really could be a variety of different things going on for them. But they're here, they're personally motivating, they're working on developing themselves. You know, what advice would you give to the folks on the phone?
So I didn't quite understand. I want to make sure that I answer your question appropriately. So what advice do I want to give to people who want to grow on their leadership journey? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say that your growth as a person, as a leader, has to be your primary focus, your primary goal. It's not an aside. When I have time in my schedule, I'll do this leadership stuff, or I'll look at some of the different processes to do some of my own growth work or learn some techniques as a leader. It really has to be the focus, because business happen on the person-to-person level. So we can never be better than we are as people. And it has to be an everyday whatever process, and whatever mentor each person is working with, have different processes that work for each of us. You know, I have my own processes that I teach to my executives, and, you know, each of us, I'm sure you also, Jen, have some processes that really work for you. Each person has, you know, we have to take responsibility and find a process that really works for us, and keep digging until you find it. It's not easy to find, and it's really hard to do growth work, but keep doing it. If you haven't found it, keep looking. And then really take a realistic look at your vision and your goal. Very realistic, honest look at it, and take a look at, you know, what kind of person, what kind of leader do I need to become to fulfill on this vision. And it's a beautiful process. It's not meant to be an overwhelming process at all. It's a beautiful process, because when we have dreams and we have visions, they have to be big enough that we don't currently have the skills to fulfill on this vision. If we do, then it's not big enough, right? Because then we're already doing it. So it has to be a dream that's slightly bigger than where we're at now, so that we actually have to grow into some leadership skills, some business skills, in order to fulfill on this vision that we have for ourselves. And that's the exciting process. That's the growth process. And if we don't do this, that means we're stagnating as people. It means that our businesses are stagnating, or careers if we don't have our own businesses. And if we're stagnating, that's really, you know, there's really only two ways to go. Either you're expanding or you're shrinking. So if stagnation is equal shrinking, and we don't want to be there. And if I think anyone who's on this Women's Leadership Summit, we are all committed to our growth and becoming, constantly becoming the best that we can be, so that we can make a real difference in the world.
So that was really powerful. I really like that, and I'm just going to reiterate a couple of your messages. So, you know, we need to take a really honest, realistic look at our goals and our vision. and make sure, of course, that it's the right thing and that you are dreaming big enough that it is a goal. You're not just trying to fill something you're already doing. And then I love that you say, take a look at that and figure out what kind of leader that I need to be in order to fulfill that. I think that's a really great, important message because there are so many different types of leaders, leadership styles, or just skills in general that we need to adopt to twist and turn a little bit as we go down the road. And that's the thing about leadership and development is it's just there's always opportunity for more because, of course, our goals change, right? So that's just a great message. I think you said that very well, and I think there's probably a lot of people who are having a little bit of an aha moment listening in to that one. Fabulous. Such wonderful messages. I took down some really good notes here myself. So thank you for all of that. So, Sandra, I just want to tell everyone, you know, it's the same as always. You're looking at Sandra's picture there and some information on her and links to her websites. But when you click on the one special link there, why don't you tell us what they're going to find, where that's going to take them?
Absolutely. The link is taking you to the thepassioninstitute.com website, and I created an ebook, or it's actually an action guide, because I'm very action focused. I think there's a time to learn and take in new information and creative ideation, then there's a time to take action. And the action part is the really important because many people dream and never take action. So it's an ebook action guide where first it's taking you through testing your own self-care skills or self-love skills, and then it's helping you take action on creating the next level in your leadership and your business skills. So that's what you'll get when you click the link and go to my website.
That's great, and that's a really good connection to sort of your last point there. So again, making sure that our goals are, you know, realistic and the right thing and what do we need to do and what leadership skills do we need, and then they can go and actually look at the action guide and start implementing and taking some action. So that's fabulous. Perfect share and very unique to what others are offering. So there's so many great tools now that they've got in their toolbox with this one being added. It's fabulous.
Fantastic.
Well, Sandra, I can't thank you enough. I just am so happy to have had you on this call. I think your skills and what you have to offer and the lessons that you've shared today have just been really great messages for everyone listening in. So thank you again for your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me and for doing this summit to really bring some amazing tools and insights to people in your network. It's beautiful work.
Fabulous. Thank you again. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, Jen. Thank you.
Bye.